I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. As of last weekend, Lebanon has a new government for the first time in over 2 years. But it's different from what it's been for decades, explains Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon.
I think it's been like 30 years where Hezbollah has been the upper hand in the government, where they can veto whatever the government is deciding.
Changes in neighboring Syria also impact Lebanon. As Syrian refugees begin to go home, Nuna says their team recognizes they have to share the gospel with them quickly instead of slowly building relationships. The whole Middle East is in a new season, not just Lebanon.
I just feel that the shift is not just political, it's also spiritual, where things are going to move in a way that is unprecedented, and people can pray about that.
There are more prayer points at missionnews.org. And huffing or chroming, the practice of sniffing products like paint, markers, or nail polish for a temporary high, is on the rise in the United States. According to the U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, 1 in 5 kids use inhalants by the 8th grade. Brandon Bauer with The Lighthouse says,
it is everywhere. It's in small town USA. It's in the big cities. It's in our high schools and middle schools.
While repeated huffing is linked to cognitive difficulties and dementia later in life, one-time use is also risky. Inhaling fumes in high concentrations can replace the oxygen available in the lungs.
We had a gentleman in our biblical recovery program that pretty much fried his brain use because of inhalant use. People are dropping dead, so it is a very, very dangerous thing.
Yet hope remains.
You know, inhalant use can be treated just like any other addiction with the Word of God.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.